Go ahead and get comfy. Let your eyes close. Listen to the sound of my voice. Any other sounds you hear, any other thoughts you think can pop up in your brain, and then they can simply fade away. You can acknowledge them or not, but they can pop up and fade away, and you can feel better and better as your unconscious mind allows the sound of my voice to simply slide on through to your conscious self, while your unconscious mind takes in all of my words. Hold on to how good it can feel to not have to do anything for the next 20 or 30 minutes. For your unconscious mind to just know that all you're doing is sitting as comfortably as you can and listening as easily as you can and dropping down more and more deeply with every passing moment. Feel yourself giving into it a little bit more and a little bit more. And the more you find yourself capable of giving into being in trance, the more you recognize what your trance feels like, the easier every next trance can get for you. Every next trance could get a little bit easier for you to get to anyway. Perhaps as the trance gets easier, all those other phenomena just simply begin to happen. Figure out what works best for you. Allow your brain to think about that and just to feel how good that is to find yourself capable of going into a deep sleep just like that, so easily and so effortlessly right now. Hold on to how good that feels and how easy it is for you to find yourself right now while you're listening to the sound of my voice, letting your body get a little bit more calm. But in this day and age, with all sorts of information overload about a potential health crisis, it's really easy to allow ourselves to get very, very responsive, very, very reactive, because there is so much information coming at us, and the information that's coming at us is often contradictory. The CDC says, go ahead and wear your mask, even if you're not sick when you're out in public. Who says, don't do it? Who do you believe and who do you trust? All these things are powerful reminders that even massive organizations can sometimes, with the very best of intentions, give us information that causes our brain to go, ouch, I don't know what to do. I feel something. So normally, in times of panic, our brain will freeze, it will fight, or it will run away. But we have so much stuff coming at us, and our brain is constantly confused by what to do with all this information. There have been people, as you are well aware, who have started to hoard all sorts of stuff. They are hunkering down, they are taking care of them and theirs, and that's the only important thing for them. There are people who are denying that there's anything wrong at all. They are going to church services. They are going to spring break at the beach. They are doing other things in large group settings where we might say that that's an inappropriate kind of behavior. They are in denial. They are in flight from the situation. And some people just freeze and do nothing and need other people to take care of them. But we're not just primitive organisms. And our limbic system, even though it's designed to keep us safe from predators and other danger, is working overdrive right now. But we're complicated people. And so we can choose what we'd like to do. We could get freaked out and hyper-reactive. We could get all the toilet paper and lock ourselves in the house, and we could deny everything's happening and go and host a house party or go to one. We could find ourselves going to church to pray. Whatever it is that we do, though, we could do something different than those things. We could realize that it's important for us to remain interconnected. As much as some of us may confess to being hermits, We're all interconnected in many, many ways. We need our groceries. Most people are not growing them these days, and other essential items. We are online connecting with people, playing games, doing all sorts of things. So notice that we can find ourselves reaching out to other people, checking in on them, letting them speak and tell us what's going on with them in a way that's non-judgmental. And we can do that for ourselves too. We can ask ourselves in a space that is conducive to giving us the answer. What am I frightened of? What am I fearing? What do I wish would happen? And record our voices on our phones or our computers, or type that all out, or write it all out, whichever way feels appropriate for us. Some people might draw their fears, but getting them out and taking a look at them can allow us to go, oh, I got out what I was afraid of. It feels so much better to have that out of my system, to have voiced it, to have drawn it, to have typed it out, whatever it is that you did. It allows us also to be able to get less emotional about what's going on around us. Our brains tend to respond emotionally first and then logically later. I talked a little bit about using a ball, tossing a ball back and forth between one hand and the other over the center line of your body, following it with your head and your eyes, a real ball or an imaginary one, to allow your unconscious mind's logical side to engage. When your logical side engages, when the thinking part of your brain kicks in, your emotional responses begin to dampen, usually just enough to let you think calmly and rationally, logically, about what's going on, and then allowing yourself to take some meaningful action steps toward that goal. There's a couple other things you can also do. One is that you can stand in that power pose, that Superman pose, Superwoman pose, take your pick, with your hands in fists, on your waist, thumbs up, chin up, slightly angled up, slightly angled off into the distance, and just stand there with your feet about shoulder width apart. And you can do that and just breathe for a couple minutes. Your eyes can be open or closed. I tend to keep mine open and I zone out. And when you do that, your stress hormone falls. And it may fall just enough so that when you're done that, your confidence feels much higher than it was when you started. Getting rid of stress allows us to do so many things from a much better place. We can find that we're less emotional, less stressed, more calm. We can have fewer worries because it feels just so good to let our body get to that point where we are less reactive, more responsive. If we're going to find ourselves responsive, we can think about the most appropriate way to respond to a situation. That's one of our gifts as humans. When we're not freaked out anymore, when we're not hyper-reactive anymore, we can choose that most appropriate way to respond. So a reactive mind might see a shadow, fear a lion, and jump. Our responsive mind can assess whether that shadow is in fact a lion or not. It has the capacity to hold a higher perspective and to act accordingly. So allow your brain right now to think about the ways that you may have been responding recently. It may not have been as cut and dried as saw a shadow, responded to a lion. It may be more that you read an article or 20, and your brain is puzzled and doesn't know what to do. So you find yourself doing stuff that is a little out of the ordinary. But when your brain thinks about what it is that you're afraid of, it can feel really good to just get it out there. You can look at your fear once you've written it down or gotten it out in some way and gone, oh, I'm going to engage the logical side of my brain right now, toss a ball, stand in that power pose, let your cortisol levels drop, allow your logical thinking side to engage, and critically look at the decision that you were about to make and decide if it was practical or helpful or not. On top of that, your unconscious mind right now, while it's listening to the sound of my voice, can probably understand that there are other things that you have found yourself doing in the past which are helpful for you, things which specifically work for your brain to calm down, to feel better, to respond as opposed to react. One thing that you can also find yourself doing is reaching out to your friends and asking them how they're doing, asking them what their fears are, and simply allowing them to talk. By giving them the opportunity to do something like that, they might also do it for you, but you can allow somebody else to go, oh, I don't have to react. I can just respond. I can take a look at what's going on, and I can allow myself to get to a place where I can respond appropriately. Not a lion, not a lion, not a lion, just a toy. Just a cat next door, whatever it happens to be. Feel how good it is to let that happen, to sink and to drop more deeply and to just let that happen. As you discover yourself capable unconsciously of just letting that happen, perhaps it rewrites a little bit of your flight, freeze, fight response. Let go of the idea that you have to be everything to everybody, or even everything to yourself right now. Just go ahead and let that go. Allow your unconscious mind to understand and realize that you, as a complex person, have the ability within you to do something else. As you find yourself responsive, as you engage that logical part of your brain, as you let go of the levels of stress hormone in your body, your unconscious mind can think about how interesting and helpful it is to give yourself a time to look at stuff, to take in information, and then a time not to. And when you find yourself in that time to take in information, you can be fully engaged as much as possible in that logical thinking part of your brain. And otherwise, you can notice that it doesn't affect you at all. You can take in information and you can go, huh, that's interesting, and not respond at all. What you do when you take in all these pieces of information and not respond at all is to allow your unconscious mind to form patterns, to realize appropriate best responses to things, and then to know that you don't have to deal with that right now. You are home, most likely. You are taking a break from whatever is going on around you. Your unconscious mind can do nothing. Feel how good that is right now to allow your unconscious mind to go, oh, I'm going to take in information and I am going to be aware of it but not be affected by it. It might be easier said than done, but allow your brain to do it too. To realize that when you take in information, you can find yourself non-responsive to it. You can find yourself calm in the face of reading it. You can find yourself knowing that in a few minutes or even a few seconds, something new will come along, and that too you don't need to respond to. Your brain can take in information and realize that from now on, you're simply aware of it, but you're not affected by it. You can choose later to respond to a thing, but notice that in the moment that you find yourself reading something or looking at something, hearing something, whatever it is, you can find yourself calm, logic engaged, aware of the thing that you've read, but not affected by it. To basically shortcut your limbic system responses to allow you to remain calm. Notice how good it can feel to be able to take in information dispassionately, to be aware that this is information that may be important, but you do not need to respond to it like that. Your unconscious mind can go, oh, all we're doing is scanning and taking in information, and when it's appropriate, we're going to put stuff that's like together, stuff that's not like together. We're going to discover what sorts of things we might actually need to do in response to any of this stuff. And in the meantime, we're going to keep doing the stuff that we know is helpful. If we have to go out, we're going to make sure we wash our hands and don't touch our face and wear a mask if we have one. If we need to, we'll disinfect our groceries. We'll keep ourselves as safe as we can in whatever ways we know how to. And we'll fight to do the best things possible for ourselves in the best calming ways. Probably most people wouldn't have expected that washing your hands for 20 seconds properly would be considered fighting for yourself, but in this day and age, it very well might be. So allow your unconscious mind to think about how you can, from now on, be aware but unaffected by the things that you read, the things that are going on around you. Now, it might be like going to Thanksgiving with an uncle who has a completely different political system and thought pattern than you do and likes to share that with everybody, where you simply, for the sake of everyone around you, remain calm and don't let it affect you. Maybe you chuckle at it. Sometimes laughing at these ridiculous things that are out there is a really great way to handle what's going on. Allow your brain to do that same sort of thing for the good of yourself as opposed to your family or grandma. You can hear all these things. Your brain can go, oh, that might be ridiculous, or oh, that might be fine, but I'm not affected by that right now. To just let yourself feel completely calm, happy, normal. To notice that your brain has taken all that information in, whether it's from your uncle or the news station or the newspaper, whatever it is, and just puts it in a place where it can critically examine the stuff that's there based on whatever else you know, based on whichever other authorities that you can find yourself trusting, and feel how good that is to know, oh, here's some really good information, here's some less than helpful information. I'm going to not pay attention to the less than helpful information. I'm going to do what I can with the good stuff. And I'm going to allow myself the ability to remain calm and to laugh at the ridiculous stuff that comes my way. Allow your brain to hold on to that, to realize that you are not your emotions. Mostly they're very strong, but you don't need to be tied up in what your emotions are. So that when you find yourself tossing that ball back and forth and engaging your logical side, or when you stand in that pose and you allow your stress hormone levels to drop, you can find yourself less and less triggered, less and less reactive, and you can simply find yourself responsive. When somebody tosses some scary information at you, challenge what that information is instead of letting it in to your brain and letting it set up for a tea party. You are in charge of your brain, and any thoughts are just thoughts. You can find yourself in control of the situation because you can be responsive, not reactive. Feel how good that is to know that when you are in a space, maybe it's right here and right now, where you've given up stress, where you've allowed your body to get as comfortable as it needs to, where you've allowed your unconscious mind to open up to new ideas and new possibilities, as with these suggestions, you can notice that stress and worries and concerns, the things that sort of melt away when you're in trance, can stay gone. Even with your responsibilities or your duties, you can notice that you are still connected to people. You can still connect with other people. You can find yourself happy to have your mind be in that state of control where you've given up stress. You're in control. You could allow yourself to have more or less, but less stress usually feels so much better for all of this. Feel yourself feeling calm Notice how good it feels to let go of that pain, to let go of the fears, and to reconnect with people. It just sounds so nice, doesn't it? To allow yourself to have that control over your emotions, to know you can, to notice that you can say, hey, emotions, you're great and all, but it's really helpful right now for us to let some of that go, for us to logically think about stuff and to make decisions that are actually best as opposed to being reactive. We can be responsive when we evaluate the information calmly, easily, and just let that happen. So notice that it feels really good to do this. It sounds simple, easy, and lovely. There's nothing stopping you from getting there. If you give in, let your mind just become more open to being responsive as opposed to reactive, and then you can find a little bliss in that. Less stress, more sense, fewer worries, more calm, less pain, more pleasure. Allow your unconscious mind to let yourself experience more sense, more calm, more pleasure, to find that you no longer need to be freaked out or hyper-reactive. You can choose the most appropriate way to respond to your situations. As your brain responds more and more appropriately, notice how good it feels to be responding in a healthy manner to this crisis or to any other that you might deem similar. Your brain can assess the situation, can frame it in a global sense. You can understand the ramifications of the crisis, how it started, and what to do to cope with it as effectively as possible. It can feel good when you do that. You can practice self-care. You can do what is necessary for the best outcome possible for yourself and others. Don't buy into the panic. Allow your unconscious mind to calm down, to respond, not react, and limit the things that you know that in the past have been fear-inducing for your brain. Allow yourself to go, hey self, what am I most afraid of right now? And to get that out. And then to ask other people what their fears might be if you think they might need it. Perhaps you can find yourself doing things like eating healthfully, going for walks, reaching out to friends and loved ones, and take time for things like exercise, rest, the fun stuff that you love to do, and then time away from all the things that might cause you stress. Negotiate this crisis with some personal growth opportunities. Allow yourself to show care, love, and compassion to yourself and others. And give in a little bit more to how good you can feel when you feel calm and in charge of what's going on around you. Allow your emotional self to let responses needed and to let go of reactions. Give in a little bit more, and then a little bit more, as much as you need. So go ahead, take those steps to be responsive, to allow yourself to deal well with whatever comes your way, to allow yourself to tamper down emotions if they're not serving you well, and to thoughtfully and responsively bring your own gifts when dealing with the situations around you. And the joy of having that control for yourself can feel so very good. Go ahead and take those steps. Let go and feel that calm. Hold on to all of that. Feel better and better. On the count of 10, find yourself coming up, your eyes open at 8, feeling really amazing at 10, and with every number from 1 to 10, feeling better and better, feeling more and more calm, allowing your unconscious mind to just shut down overly emotional responses, overly emotional reactions, so that you can simply respond appropriately and carefully to whatever it is that you need to. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, all the way back with us.